Navi Ramah finishes the Sefer of Arachayim with the Pasik Toiv Lev Mishte Tomet. As the Shari Tshuva asked that why is he finishing the whole Sefer Arachayim and Hilchas Purim with this Lashon of Toiv Lev Mishte Tomet. As the Shari Tshuva says on Teretz, today we want to see Klapi the Avoid of Purim, another Teretz, and then Efshar to bring it back, why it's the Gemara of the whole Shulchan Aruch of Arachayim. L'chayra, the Ramah is coming to teach us that the summation of Purim is if you have Purim Kiroi, as what that causes is you become a Toiv Lev and then Mishte Tamid. Your whole life is like one big Mishte. Could you imagine if you could be drunk all the time? Whoa, you'd be a happy guy. As there's a way to do it. You know, there's a way to mamish be intoxicated all the time. But not to be intoxicated with alcohol. That's not advisable. You're going to find yourself in some home in Seattle with whatever. There's a way, another way of doing it. And that is Toiv Lev. If you're a Toiv Lev, as then your whole life is one big Mishta. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei. As the Ramah brings it at the end of Hilchas Purim to teach you that that is the Avoid of Purim. Purim is not just a day of Simcha. It's a day that you learn how to take the Simcha in the whole year, turn yourself into a Toiv Lev, that your whole life should be one big Mishta Tamid. So the question is, how do you do that on Purim? As there's a gewaldige Svas Emes, which could be a big mafteach in understanding it. The Svas Emes says that at the end of the Megillah, we say, Shuasam Hayisa Lanetzach, V'tikvosam B'chol Dar V'dar. It's Aruch Bir. But we don't say this by the Ness of Yitzias Mitzrayim, or by other Nisim that happen. Why Dafka B'Purim? Do we say Chuasam Hayisa Lanetzach Vitikvasam Bechol Dar Vidar? Says the Svas Emes that over here you see there was something miyuchad in this Ness, that it's for Dar Vidar. Every Dar there's a lesson to be learned from this Ness, and every Dar it helps us to be Menatzeach. And he explains it because Amalek is the Koyach of Ra in the Bria. And until Mashiach comes, the Koach HaRa is always going to fight with us. Now, Amalek has many different forms. He's like the Bachur Mam Purim, they get dressed up. As Amalek gets dressed up in a lot of different forms. Every Dor, every year, he has a new form. Sometimes he could even dress up like an Arab. Sometimes he could dress up like an Edoimi. B'chule, he has a lot of different forms. Aba'ad Mashiach, that is going to be our Melchama against the Koyach HaRa, the Koyach of Amalek. As Purim is the Mafteach in every door, how to fight the Amalek. The Golas we're now is the Golas of Esav, the Golas of Amalek. V'oid, it's the Mafteach, how to go out of the Golas and how to be Zeicha to the Yeshua. As that's Chuasam Hayisa LaNetzach, it's going to be the final blow. It gives us tikva b'chol dar v'dar. As the Ness of Purim has such a powerful message in it, it could empower us in every day-to-day life to win the Tzad Hara and how to go out of it. As the question is, what's the yichud of Purim? What's the nekuda of Purim that we can get from? As we saw two big yisoides in the Hagdama. Number one, Purim is the yisoid to have a Mishta Tamid. Number two, Purim is the yisoid all the time to be able to beat the Koyach of Ra. Okay, those are two big yisoides. Now let's see, so how do you do that? Where do you do that in Purim? As the Iker Nukud in Purim is Mikra Megillah. Such a chaval. There are some people that believe Mikra Megillah, the Iker Mitzvah, is to bang by Haman. Ad Hayom, you could see 20-year-olds, 21 years old, with their, they bring their, whatever, their bottles, their pots, and their pens, and they're clocking away. That's the Iker. Ah, the Hit Hamon. Ah, that's the Iker of Purim. And it's such a chaval. It's like the dar we live in, the Yeridus Adairus, is so chitzayni. There's so much going on in Mikra Megillah. If you would focus in on what it's saying, the story and the point of the story, the panemius of the story, you would come out with such a powerful lesson in life. As what is the point of the story? As the Goyim in Perik Aleph, in the second or third pasuk, I don't remember, I'm sorry, but right in the beginning of the Megillah, and the Maral over here both say the same Yesoid, a very powerful Yesoid. They say that the Inyan of Megillah, they both ask a question. The Gemara says, "Mechulin daf kuf lamentes, Esther min atayra minayin." And the Gemara says, "Anechi hastir aster." Frag the Goyin and the Maral that we don't find on other tzaddikim, the Chazal asks, min ha-Torah minayin. We don't find Gidoy min ha-Torah minayin, Shimshon min ha-Torah minayin. There were many people that did Yeshuas and Klal Yisrael, and we don't find that Chazal asks, where do you have a remez for him in the Torah? Why only by Esther is Chazal saying min ha-Torah minayin? Azog de Maral and the Goyin, because in Esther it has a yichud in the nest that you don't have in any other nest. It was at a zman of Golus, and it was at a zman of Hester Panim, and that was the question of the Gemara. Where do you have a remez in the Torah that even in a zman of Hester Panim, Hashem is with us? And that's Vanoichi Haster Aster Panai. That's the limud, that even when we're in a zman of Golus, as Hashem is with us. And the Goyin uses a mashal. You can mamish think the Goyin here is the Dubna Magid. A gewaltige mashal to bring it out. He says that one time there was a son who he did something terrible, and his father threw him out of the palace. And when he was out, as whenever someone tried to hurt him, when he was thrown out of the palace, even came, animals came, they were always chased away, and he always managed to be saved. As first the son thought it was a mikra, and afterwards he realized it must be the royal guard of his father is protecting him. And all of a sudden the son realized, here I am, I did something terrible, my father threw me out of the house, I'm so upset at my father. He should have been meichel me, he should have said Yeridus Adairis. He should have said, what do you expect from us? I was born this way. I'm such a tzaddik in so many ways. Okay, we all do something wrong. And he threw me out. He was coughing at his father. And then he realized that his father, it's not Stam, his father's upset at him. And he threw him out. He realized his father knows he needs to grow. He needs to change. This is what's going to be good for him. And how did he realize it? Because even when his father threw him out, if you throw out a child, mitoich kas, you don't go after him and protect him. He was still watching him and still protecting him. As that showed me, when he throws me out, it's because he wants me to grow. He loves me. It's coming mitoich ava. As nichnes ava sa'av beliboy, and he was chayzer b'tshuva. Zog the Goyin, when the Yidden was sent in Golus, they were upset. When Yisurin happened to Yidden, when Saris happened to Yidden, they get very upset at Hashem. What's going on? How could this happen? They could feel Hashem doesn't love them. But when they see, even when they're mitoich the Yisurim, Hashem is still watching over them, Hashem is still taking care of them, that's such a deep level of Ava. As that's Ma'ir, the Ava of a Yid. And that was Ma'ir them to be Chayzer B'tshuva. As the Ness of the Megillas Esther is a very deep meaning.
even when we're in Golis, how is it we're still around? There are goyim that want to be lahashmid, laharigu, la'abid, ad hayoyim hazeh. And we're still around. Hashem is with us. Hashem loves us. Hashem is watching over us. That's the message of a Nes Nistar. That's the message of Megillas Esther. We are never alone. Hashem is with us. Hashem is there for us. Hashem is helping us. This is very, very deep. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that that's the shame Megillas Esther. It's coming to be Megala, what looks to us in the world like Hester Panim, the Yidna going down, is really Kulay Abba. The Yidna are going to bounce back and come up very strong. Toiv Lev Mishte Tamid. Why? I'm never alone. Hashem is always with me. He's always there. He's always helping me. There is never Yisurin. There's never a Tsar. There's never Agmas Nefesh. That he's not with me step by step and he's going to help me. There's never an Asayan that he's not there to help me, to take me out. As therefore, Toiv Lev Mishte Tamid. What's the mile of Yayin? The Pasuk says, because you forget all your worries, all your daigas, all your saras. When you have Hashem, you forget all your worries, all your daigas, all your saras. Because you're in the hands of someone that could save you from everything. And he could, whatever it is, he could bring you above very much, and he really loves you and wants to. That's the message of Megillas Esther, a very powerful message to the Doiris. Chuasam Hayisa Lenetzach. It's not a one-time ness. It's a message for everyone in Galus. Hashem's with us and Hashem's helping us. And there's one more knech. The Chasam Sefer and the Nesivis says in his Pirish on the Megillah, a gewaldige knech. In the first part of the Megillah, what do we have? We have Achashverosh making a party. It's not only the Americans that like to party. Achashverosh loved to party, threw a big party. Oh, the Mamash threw a massive party, and even in a bigger arena. Oh, the biggest party possible he threw. Oh, Mamash, the fanciest place, everything. He was partying. Oh, why in the world does the Megillah have to say this? What's the point? Why do we need to know that Achashverosh threw a party? And what was in his party and what was going on in the party? Mechulei, why is it important for us to say? Azok, a different shot in the Goyim says, because every part of the party there was a Siyata Dishmaya, he goes in his Pirish to explain it. Azok the Sam Sefer and the Nesivis, a Gavaldi Gezog. The Gemara says, at this party, there was a tremendous chet that happened. The Yidin wa nene misudosoi shal oisoi rosha. As you would think at this party, this was the lowest moment in history. There were Yidin in Las Vegas. There were Yidin in, I forgot the name of that place in Mexico. Maybe I should forget. Yeah. There were Yidin all over in the bad places, in the worst places of the world. Cocoon, I got it. Oh. There were Yidin all over. Oh. They were Yidin on the beaches. They were Yidin, there were Zionists walking around. Oy vavoy! The Yidin were in the worst madrega. Va'oy, the Gadol Hadar got up and said, don't do it. And there are Yidin all over. The Gadol Hadar get up and they say, no smartphone! Oy vey, yarek v'yaver! And there are people walking around with it. We're in the Yerid, mamish, the Yerid, the worst matziv in Klal Yisrael. And what happens at this party? Achashverosh gets upset at his wife, Vashti, and he kills her. And there, Esther comes in, takes over, becomes the queen, yeah, and Yeshua is happy. L'chaira, this party, which is the party of Tumah, the party where Yidden are at the lowest, over here the Yeshua comes out. How could it be? This is a time when the Yin don't deserve a Yeshua. What in the world are you doing there? Afilu, when the Yin are in their lowest moments. in the Yerid of Golis to the Spitz Tumah, Hashem still loves us, Hashem still there for us, and Hashem was Hiktim Refua Lamaka. Who's gonna be the queen? Ayid. Sometimes it could be a daughter-in-law, sometimes. Basically, who's gonna be Ayid? Who knows where Hashem works? Who knows how Hashem runs the world? Yeah. Who knows? Vervest? Nifla b'yoysa, the message, the avos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael. In Teichatum, Hashem's praying, you guys are going to do tshuva. I got it all set up for you. It's all set up. And that's Ma'ir us to do tshuva. Because Hashem loves us. Hashem's going to help us. Hashem's waiting for us to pick ourselves up and make the change. And that's the second part of the Megillah. The Yidden did something that was big. They made a change. There's so many people, they hear his iris. They say, wow, that was great. They write it down in their notebook. Good, I have it for next year. I'm going to look at it again. Or they put it on their tape recorder. Oh, that was a good one. I'm going to save it. And next Purim, I'm going to listen again. Oh. And there are some people, they say, wow, I want to be different. I want to change. I want to grow. This really is amazing. I could change. I could grow. I'm going to grow. I want to grow. Oh. And that was the Chiddush in Purim. The Yidden were Kimu, the Kimlu. They made a Kabbalah. Something's gonna be different. We're gonna steig. We're gonna grow. We gotta grow. Because when you feel the love and it penetrates you, you wanna get closer. You wanna do something to get closer to Hashem. To change what's going on. To turn the mishta into a mishta that'll be la'olam v'od. It's biyadeinu, all of us. As that's the oimik of the Kriyas Megillah, when it's coming to be Megala. Even in Teva, everything that's going on in Teva is siyata d'shmaya. It's for us. As everything that's going on in the world is for us, siyata d'shmaya, to give us a chance to grow, to give us a chance to be nis'ala, to give us a chance to be misraimim. That's the megala es ahester, that mitoich the hester, mitoich the galus, all the kalim are there for us to see and grow. But there's one nekuda that you got to do, and that'll take you out of Golis. And that is, you have to be Megala in your Hester. We lain Megillas Esther. But every person in his life has his Megillah. His life, what's in front of him, his Nisyonis, his world that he lives in. Where the Megillas Esther is teaching you how to write Megillas Shleima, Megillas Moishi, Megillas Yanki, Megillas Yisrael, Asruli, yeah. Everyone is writing his own Megillah. In your life, you mitoich your Hester, you can come and realize, Kol Kulei Hashem, Hashem's with you, Hashem's there for you, Hashem wants to help you. But you have to reach out and look to find Hashem. Hashem, the Lashon is not Hashem is gone. Hashem is master. He's Metzis Me'ach HaRokim. He's looking from behind the wall, but he's watching. If you look for Hashem, you'll be Megala, tremendous Siyata D'Shmaya in your life. He'll lead you, he'll help you to grow, and he'll help you to be Mis'ala and Mis'raimim, and he'll be Moshiach kol echad ve'echad me'itanu. But we gotta look for him. We gotta daven for him. We gotta talk to him. And that's the Nekuda. the Gemara Megillah will leave off with before Tefillah. The Gemara Megillah on the Afyur Amid Aleph says that Megillah, Pasach lo pischa lahai parshasa mihacha, it's coming to teach us Karev Hashem l'chol koirav. The mitzvah Megillah, the Yeshua was al yedei Tefillah. Zog the Maral, because Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadayim yedei Esav. When is the Yadayim Yedei Esav? When we live in a world, Kol Asher Koreyu, everything in the world is Mikra. Did you hear what happened today? That's Amalek. Did you hear what happened in the news? That's Amalek. Mikra, everything's happening. Do you know what's going on? You heard about America, Iran, you heard about Fahule, Mexico. You hear? You hear what's going on? You hear everything that's happening? And then there's another world. There's a world where it's not Mikra, Kol Asher Koreyu, Koreyu Ben Koreyu. There's a world where there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's being misaved what's going on in the world, and there's a tremendous Tayelis and a Tachlis in it. If we dive into Hashem, we could change the world, and we could change our world. The Ness of Purim happened through the Tefillah of Mordechai. That's why the Gemara Darshan is the shame, Mordechai ben Kish ben Yemini on Tefillah, Zot the Maral. And that's why we learn out Karev Hashem l'chol Karev. And that's the way we save ourselves in Golus of Edom, with the call of Tefillah. As Havoy, let's be Mischazik tonight, tomorrow, by Shachris, by Marid, by Mincha. It's a Zman where the Tefillahs are piled. Let's be Mechazik together to call out to Hashem to help every one of us, to Shtayik, to grow, to be Matzalas. And then our life will be a Mishter Tamid because we have hope. Lo'idiyah she'kol koivecha lo'yevoishu lo'yikomu lanetzach. The hope is eternal. It's alive in us. And we could grow with it and change it, be Mis'ala, and make beautiful Nisim and Yeshua's happen for all of us. So I want to give everyone a bracha. You should all have a toiv lev, mishte tamid. We should be zeicha to be Mis'ala from the Ness of Purim together. We should be zeicha from Yeshua's, Chuasam Hayisa Lanetzach, that this Yeshua, this Purim, we should be zeicha Lanetzach. To finish it all up. And everyone should have Yeshua's, Gu'ulais, and be Zeicha to be Mis'ala, Misraimim, Biyah.